Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
Justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the stakes, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
What's up, world? Black power.
Black power all day, every day. Black power forever.
That's right. More love, man. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. My name is Crown Holder Cuzzo, also known as Paul Fenwick Bay.
Now, my name is the Black Power Ranger, a.k.a. Christopher Aitman on Facebook. That's Chris with a K.
I'm glad y'all tuning in today. We have a very good show today. We're going to pick up where we left off on Sunday for all those people who was not able to get their voice heard. So we hope that y'all have a great show, and I hope y'all got y'all feet kicked up and some cold to drink, you know, Lord, late night snack. Keep that brain thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Today is Conscious Pimps Part 2.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a great show today. I know it is. I mean, if people calling right now, people on hold, they can't wait to get their voice across, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, definitely. Any news for today?
Yeah. You know, we always got some news in the black community, you know. If we don't got anything, we got some news. You know, whether it's good or bad, you feel me?
All right.
Let me see where I can start at. First, let me start by saying that scientific studies has just proven that women who get their breasts sucked are less likely to catch breast cancer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know we got to come with something spicy every time, y'all, for those people who ain't know. So let your king suck them breasts, man. Let them keep them things healthy.
Definitely, man. We're trying to go for cancer-free, man. We do not agree with breast cancer whatsoever. No type of cancer.
Yeah. So for y'all who didn't know that, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid at all. Also in the news, a woman sets herself on fire in a congressman's office, Democrat Danny Davis' office. Basically, she drank some sanitizer and then poured the rest of it on her body. And the people that worked at the office tried to put her out with the fire extinguisher, but the lady kept escaping and running away while she was on fire.
Mm.
So,
it's
getting crazy out here, y'all.
Man.
Basically, no motive has been found yet. They have not found any motive. I don't know if the woman is alive or not alive or the degree of the burns. I don't know at all.
So
that's something that we can look into.
Yeah, definitely look up that, listen and see what's up with that situation. But I'm pretty sure hopefully it was for a righteous cause, man, because, man, that's pretty extreme, setting yourself on fire. Did she face any criminal charges?
I don't know, King. I don't know, man. The story that I read was very short. You know, it wasn't really too detailed.
Yeah, they're going to find a reason to lock her up, though. They definitely is. You know how they operate out here.
Crazy, though. I mean, I just pray that queen as well, you know. Hate to see anything like that nature happen to someone, man. Set themselves on fire.
Exactly.
Also, five Chicago police officers are facing getting fired from the police department for the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, which was shot 16 times. Now, allegations claim that these police officers filed false statements and also tampered with evidence.
Oh, wow. Well, as you see, man, these cops ain't changing, man. They still crooked pigs, man. You know what I mean? To me, they're enemy to the black race. You know what I mean? As far as I don't care if it's a black cop, Chinese cop, white cop, female or male cop, you know. They all got the same badge, they all in the same fraternal order, you know. So man, without no justice it won't be no peace. At all.
That's true. That's true, King. That's true. I'm kind of upset at the fact, actually, that the only thing that's going on is that these police officers are getting fired. You know, honestly.
Right.
I feel like they should have a more severe punishment, man, than just losing their
job.
Someone lost their life. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. 16 times. 17-year-old, 16 times.
But let the roles be reversed. Let a black cop kill a white boy in cold blood and see what happens.
The problem is,
you know what I mean, Garvey stated this in his book, the problem is we have no nation. We have no black nation to defend us. So if this was happening to the Asian community, I'm pretty sure the Asian government in a foreign country is going to have something to say about it. So that's why they don't pull this stuff on any other race. They only pull it on the black race because we have nobody to come to our defense. We have nobody in Africa because all of Africa is colonized except for Ethiopia. So we really have nobody to come to our defense. That's why it is urgent that we form together and create a black nation. It's urgent. You know what I mean? We can get some land in Africa. All of Africa is colonized. It shouldn't be nothing for us to get no land. But you know what I mean? Before that, we need unity in America and in the states and the islands and South America. We need unity amongst our people so we can have a voice that is recognizable and respected.
That's true. That's true, and that goes back to Malcolm X. I was actually listening to one of Malcolm X's speeches the other day. He was discussing how we need to build bridges to Africa, not necessarily literally meaning a physical bridge, but we need to basically set up a network where we can give and receive from our family in Africa. You know, just like the guy said when he called up here, he spoke about how we call them our brothers and sisters, but yeah, we don't have no alliances with them. We don't have no trade market with Africa as black people, you know, as Moors or whatever.
Right.
I mean, basically, you know, the government not going to do everything for us that they should be doing. We need to know how to operate and maneuver as people.
Right. And we got to keep in mind, this is a European government. This is not no African government. At the end of the day, we're still under white law. We're still under European law. A revolution without Africa being in the mind of it is a dead revolution. If you call yourself a revolutionary and you're not aiming towards nationality and building our own nation in Africa, then that's a dead revolution because Africa is our motherland. That's our homeland. That's our country that our ancestors were stripped from, and we're forced to live in this unjust, cruel system because of that. So any revolution that does not include Africa is a dead revolution. I just want to leave it at that.
I agree. I agree 100% on that, man. 100%. Also, a 31-year-old man was shot to death at a McDonald's. If I'm not mistaken, this event occurred in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken, or it could have been Los Angeles. I apologize. But a 31-year-old man was shot to death at a McDonald's for not holding the door for a woman who went and told the man that she was with, basically, and the man turned around and shot this guy. So, you know, he passed away for something so petty, and he leaves behind a 14-year-old daughter by the name of Manaya Sampson. So, you know, much respect to him and the family, much condolences for their loss. Much condolences for their loss, you know, but it's gonna be okay. It's kind of sad that people out here, especially people of our own ethnicity, that we out here and we killing each other. It's sad the things that we doing to our own people, you know. And basically, people don't understand this, but when you do things like this, it just goes and shows that basically we are the same people that we were. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about this, but it angers me when I see a young brother or an older brother or older sister or vice versa, younger sister, doing things that's not of kingly or queenly nature. And we got to also step up and we got to tell people, man, to stop doing these stupid mistakes. These are our kings and these are our queens. Our kids are our future, you know. And if we don't prepare a future for them, then what good are we in the present? You know what I mean? So that's what it all comes down to. But what I'm going to do is try something different. I'm going to go to the phones. I know it's kind of early, but I'm going to go to the phones, and I'm going to let someone speak so you can say your two cents on basically the things that's going on. The things that's going on with the, please stay on the topic of the news events that we spoke of, anything that's going on with the news. You know, if you have some other news that you want to talk about, anything of cultural empowerment that's happening in your community, updated news, feel free. Or you can share your own comments on anything that we have discussed at the beginning of this show pertaining to the news. Now, Let me see. It's like reaching in the cookie jar.
Yo, yeah, man. My phone turned off on me, man.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're back, man.
I think it's the government, man, because it's out of nowhere. My phone just reset it. I'm like, man, soon we start talking about black empowerment. It want to be glitches in the system and all this extra stuff happening. Anytime I'm talking about some bullshit over the phone, my phone will never do this. But anytime, you know what I mean, we're trying to spread awareness or do something proactive in the black community, that's when technology want to screw up. You know what I mean? So do Facebook, all that, man. I promise, man, they don't want this message to be spread at all. They really don't.
That's true. Man. You know, I mean, I can relate to that because it seemed like, man, my live videos, I don't even understand why they be looking like that. They be distorted certain words I say. It seems like every time I say third eye, like a couple seconds later, my shit start getting distorted. Be like, come on, man.
But everybody else,
seriously,
live videos,
man,
be perfect.
Yeah, perfect. But they ain't talking about shit. Perfect. Perfect,
you
got a
fight,
man,
on live. You see the whole fight. You see the whole fight to the end, all that. You know what I mean? But anytime it's a police video or we talking about liberation with our people, they want to stutter step it. They want to blur it out. They want to make it skip, not load up, and all this extra stuff, man. I'm telling you, the government is against us and is against black liberation. You know what I mean? Everybody who's spreading this message, you know what I mean? We are red flag because they know. They know liberation is going to happen. We're going to revolutionize. We're going to come together. We're going to unite. It's a fact. Because in a minute, shit going to hit the fan and people ain't got no other choice but to unite. But the main purpose and cause is to get people together before shit hit the fan so we can have an emergency plan for when shit do hit the fan.
That's true. That is the purpose of our purpose, you know?
Right.
And last but not least, I want to discuss this. I was about to go to the lines, but I'm going to hold off on the lines because I know a lot of people have stuff to say. So I'm going to hold off on the lines. I apologize on that, everybody who was feeling anxious and ready to speak on that, you know, but you still have your chance to speak on that and any other topic pertaining to what we're discussing. The last topic I want to discuss about the news is this thing about Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I called you, man. I called you yesterday, bro, man. I was pissed off about that shit, man.
Yeah, they're covering something up. Why is this Chris Brown incident going global and it's all it is entertainment news? Why is it on CNN? Why is it on these major networks, on local news stations? What are they trying to cover up? That's the question.
Yeah, they're trying to cover up something. I felt as if, because I was actually asleep, you know. People was blowing my phone. I was getting notifications. I woke up, and I seen one of my elders hit me up. They was like, hey, man, turn on the news, you know, look on your phone or whatever. So that's what I did, turned the phone on, looked up there, and I seen that Chris Brown. So what's up, y'all? I seen that Chris Brown. What's up, bro? Ain't nothing, man. Cooling. I seen Chris Brown had Chris Brown was up there holding. They was holding Chris Brown at a standoff, supposedly, for hours. Now, the thing about it that had me was that they had every news station and every, it seemed like every news feed, every social media site, all of these things was going live coverage, man, just because this guy was accused of having a gun. Accused. They had helicopters, SWAT, Army, police. And I'm like, they really going to show this on every channel? Like, this is something that's catastrophic. And
right.
That's when it hit me. That's when it hit me, bro. Like, the spirit of the elders hit me like, man, these people up to something. They showing you all of this. And it's crazy because Facebook Live just went, they just enabled Facebook Live for all phones. Probably about
right.
A week ago, I think.
Yeah.
So it was ironic to me that, you know, after they enabled everybody Facebook to go live, now this event happens, something so slight, and every goddamn thing you see was looking at this. And it made me feel like they was trying to hide something, man. Like, they was conducting something up under our noses, and they wanted everybody to be focused on this Chris Brown situation. You know? And it made me think about other rappers and artists who have also have done crimes, you know, but yet they didn't run up on them like that. You know, when they was talking about Rick Ross, if I'm not mistaken, Rick Ross had kidnapped the guy and he had him in his basement and they were beating this guy with a gun. They were torturing this guy, him and his security guard. They didn't do this for Rick Ross. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using a scenario, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, man. That's serious. That's way more serious than accusations. So,
I can tell you, I got a
good idea
what they're doing.
What you think was going on, bro?
Man, it's something, pretty much the government's an enemy to the black community, period, point blank. And it's proven throughout history, throughout time. It's proven, you know what I mean? They're an enemy. And all this martial law, why haven't they aired martial law to the extent that they're airing this Chris Brown incident? What they're doing, they're prepping these concentration camps, a.k.a. FEMA camps, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're doing a whole bunch of stuff under our noses, you know what I mean, specifically to the black community. They see this uprising. They see everybody becoming, quote-unquote, conscious and aware of everything that's going on with the world and everything that they have lied to us about throughout the 15 years of schooling we have been through. So, you know what I mean, it's something along that lines. I can almost bet my money on it. It's something along that line that they are trying to really plot against us and try to counteract our movement. You know what I mean? But there's no way to stop this movement, and that's one thing they got to understand. They can kill me. They can kill you. They can kill 50 other people. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, our ancestors walk with us with this movement, and nothing ain't going to stop this. So it's inevitable. It's inevitable. As long as we keep on working towards the finish line, we're going to reach that goal, and we're going to have our own nation, and we're going to revolutionize, and we are going to liberate our people, start protecting our women and children. We're going to start doing everything we need to do as a race so we can gain racial recognition and be respected as a black race.
I agree.
So, you know, man, they're just trying to stop that, man. I don't know what they up to. I was looking up when you came. I could tell you were serious when you hit me up. I'm like, man, let me see. Let me go on Google and let me see what I can find. And I found a little bitty story, but it's something they hiding and that they ain't letting the media see. You know what I mean? It's a plot.
Yeah.
It's a plot,
yeah,
man. They plotting against us. And people got to understand, there ain't no conspiracy theory. It's a theorem. It is proven. that they are plotting against us. There's so many facts out there showing that the white race is plotting against us. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And when I say white race, you know what I mean? You can take it how you want to take it. You can say, oh, man, all white people, I don't care. I look at them all collectively, just like they look at us all collectively. The white race, the European government, the United Nations, and all them, the Asians, you know what I mean? They all are plotting against the black race. If you don't believe me, look at Africa. If you don't believe me, look at Africa and tell me why it's only one independent country in Africa. Why is everything under European law in Africa? They're only colonies. So what is up with that if it's not, if they're not plotting against our people? Proof is in the pudding, yeah, man. At the end of the day,
right,
it's in the pudding.
It's right in the pudding. And that's real, man. It's right in your face, people. I mean, we got to open our eyes. We really got to open our eyes because, you know, a lot of us is lost. A lot of us is lost. And for everybody who's listening, who helped me get that post out to the people, I appreciate that 100%. You know, I appreciate
definitely
that, because we got to keep our eyes open. We got to keep our ears open, you know? And I had someone who commented on that post, and they was like, that's not any of my business. All I should worry about is myself and my own agenda. And I'm like, how can you say that? It's people like that. That's the reason why we so far behind now. Because people feel like, oh, I made it out the hood. I don't care about the hood no more. I don't got to go through that no more. But at the end of the day, don't you know how I feel to go through it? So why would you want another individual to go through that, man? They might go through it worse than you. You know what I mean? And then you wonder why the other rich ethnicities, you wonder why they the ones that's buying the projects. They buying the projects that we grew up in, and they renovating them and selling them for 3 times more than what we can afford. But that's our homes.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing.
They're
raising prices to kick us out. It's called gentrification. And they're doing that all across America. They know the predicament of our people. But they know that people working minimum wage jobs trying to you know what I mean, make it in life, struggling. And I hate this capitalist system. I hate it. But until we understand that we need unity, we need to have group economics, we need to put our money together collectively. If we collectively get 12 people, put $100 up, that's $1,200. If we flip that $1,200, we can give everybody back their $100 investment. We can work off that single investment and come up. But see, people so selfish, you know what I mean? And selfish is a broad term. I'm going to be more politically correct. People are focused so much on individualism, focused on self, that we're not seeing this as a whole picture. We are in this shithole together. It is no, you know what I mean? It ain't just you. It ain't just me. It's everybody. Everybody, man.
That's law.
So, man,
that's
we got to get rid of that mindset.
That's law. That's law, man. But I'm glad everybody called in today. The lines is jumping, lumping like frog legs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're about to get on topic, man. We just have to get that out, man. Just open your eyes up a little bit, man. Cause this is all true, undiluted, uncensored. You know what I mean? This is raw. This is in a row. So, you know, but the topic of today is Conscious Pimps, part 2. And we, you know what I mean, we're basically on discussion of women and men using the term consciousness to play people. You know what I mean? And that's just the broader idea. The people who was listening to the last show should know. Excuse me, so you know the bigger picture, but
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're dealing with right now.
That's true, man. Please. Shout out to everybody calling. Shout out to the loyal caller. Alabama, if you out there, shout out to you, man.
Alabama
real,
said
man.
Put them in again, too. Alabama, he texted me, told me put them in again. So we definitely got to put Bama God in there. We definitely, man. Y'all going to respect, he going to be a frequent caller, so y'all better expect to hear that militant-minded. On speech. So yeah, definitely. We definitely gonna put Bama God in today. We looking out for you, Bama God. Don't worry. We got you.
Yeah, we got you, man, because you loyal, man. You loyal, man. You've been calling since day one. I appreciate that,
right,
man. 100%, man. Appreciate that loyalty, man. Number one.
Definitely. Shout out to Bama God. All right. So hey, I'm ready for the first call. I want to hear what they gotta say.
Okay, I'm ready too. I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. I'm ready to hear what everybody else got to say again. Ready to hear them again, man. So if that's cool with you, if you don't have anything that you want to speak on, I'm gonna go ahead and take them to the phone line.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's see what we got here. You know how this go. Those of you who new to this, I'm gonna call your area code, first three digits. Then I'm going to call your last four of your phone number. So I don't know who I'm going to call, so just be ready, everybody, because you never know when it's going to be your time to get your voice across.
All right, let's do it.
All right. First call, I'm going to call to the line. And when you come on, please say your name and where you're from, and then continue with your discussion. First person I'm going to call to the line is area code 512. Last four digits is going to be 2221.
All right, 2221.
Caller, can you hear us?
Hello, caller, can you hear us?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi. I'm good, and you, King?
I'm doing great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. The world hears you.
I'm originally from New York, Brooklyn, New York, but right now I'm in Miami, Florida. I go by the name of Irie Blue. And, yeah, I was listening to everything that you guys were saying, and I agree with everything that you were saying. As far as that's the police shooting the black people, I feel like, give me a second, guys. I'm in the elevator.
Okay, it's cool.
I feel like as if what they doing is not right. They doing that because they the black people need to wake up and just stand together. Hello?
Yeah, we here. We listening.
Hello?
Yeah, we here. We listening.
Like the reason why they're doing that to us because they fear us. And then they kill me. So that's why the only option for them to do is just try to kill us, get rid of us.
Right. Exactly. We're in enemy territory right now. America.
Exactly. And a lot of exactly. And a lot of people, they don't see that. They I'm so mad at the black race because they believe in the white man so much. They feel as if, like, the white man is going to come save them, and that's BS. Because if they put your ancestors through that, best believe they're going to do that to you. They don't love you. They don't care about you. You feel me? That's why they're doing that to us. They put
right.
it in our food, our water. They vaccinating our kids. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you mean to tell me these type of people, they care about us? They love us? No. They just going around killing us, killing our black people. Like, that's not right.
And then, you know what I mean? Black people who love Massa so much, you know what I mean? You tell them, trying to tell them that, they're going to defend that. Man, the white man was good to me, man.
Exactly.
I got public aid, Section 8. You know how they do us.
Of course.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That's why they do that. A lot of black people brainwashed. They brainwash into the system. That's why I don't need no help from the government. No help. I'll be down. I'm straight. I don't need to work and slave for the system. I want to have my own stuff. I want to have my business.
Right.
But not too many black people think like that.
Not at
don't.
All.
And I'll be damn. I have a son. I have a son, and I tell him that every day. You are a king. I don't want you working for these people. These people are going to be working for you. I tell
exactly.
my son that.
Exactly.
That's
and,
what we
got to
tell our kids.
We got to, you know what I mean? It's time to really step up and really unify. You know what I mean? We could talk about it till we blew in the face, but until we make any action towards it and get positive, constructive results, all we're doing is just talking. We need to start putting this action in, start finding like-minded individuals such as yourself and unifying in the cause. You know what I mean? Because if we get enough people unified, even if it's different individual movements,
but
we can all combine.
But the thing about black people, when you tell them the truth, they can't take it. You feel me? Because in their head, and they know it makes sense. But they afraid because of the white man. They scared. And that's another thing. That's what religion do to people. That's why I don't have no religion. I believe in myself. I know
right.
for a fact that I am a God because I created
right.
life. You feel me? But they too
right.
brainwashed. They don't know that. They don't know that.
You
that's
know what
true.
I say about them? What I say about them is, you know what I mean, we don't need all of Black America. We don't. It's going to be, I feel like we need like 10 million. You know what I mean? It's 42 million in America, Blacks. So, you know what I mean? The rest of the 32, if we get our 10, man, they can do whatever. They can believe that and all that because shit is going to hit the fan. And that's what you understand. Once shit hit
mm-hmm.
the fan, who you going to run to? What you going to do? Do you go back,
shit
oh, man, all them conscious
the
folks.
Fan.
Right, it's already hitting the fan.
I know what
I'm
going to do. I'm going to Alabama.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Alabama. I'm with Bama guy, man.
We can't even go back to our motherland, Africa, because you see what they're doing to Africa. We can't
right.
even go to Africa because of what they're doing. And it's so
right.
crazy. Like, a lot of people, like, come on, yo. Me, myself, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. Because
right.
a lot of people, like, they don't know what that does to them. As a Black person, you're not supposed to put these things in your body. As a king,
right.
queen, god, goddess, you're not supposed to put that in your body. They smart. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And Black people, they, come on, yo, like, this is crazy. And I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Miami, and I know this shit happened all the time. Like, they would ask them to donate for $20, and they would do that. You're not supposed to do that. Why
right.
are you donating your blood for? White people.
That's true.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of blood banks.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of blood banks?
Yeah.
That's what they. That's why they ask you to donate your blood. They need our blood to be alive. Without our blood and our organs, they would not be alive. And that's facts.
That's serious.
I'm starting to think,
that's classic.
I'm starting to think
I
white
like
people
it.
Ain't got no soul. I'm starting to think they ain't got no soul. I'm just almost convinced. Like, man, do these people got a soul? Because you look back at
white
these old pictures.
White people are the devil. You know that? Did you know that?
Yeah. It's believable. It's definitely believable. Through their actions in
but
the past,
a lot of people
man.
People call me racist. People be calling me racist. I don't give a fuck. Let me be racist. They racist to my kind. Why can't
right.
I be racist to their kind?
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah,
they
I understand that. I understand
devil,
that.
But really, they're the devil. The only reason why they call us devils, right, because of the 666, right? They say that's the mark of the beast. But really, that's what we have inside of us. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to hide the truth from us.
That.
A lot of the people don't know that. It's a lot, especially the Christian community. The Jesus lovers,
yeah.
Jesus freaks. So,
yeah, I'm not bowing to Jesus. You know, I seen a video the other day, and I agree with that, man. I'm not bowing to Jesus. Jesus need to bow to us and our ancestors.
Right, period. And we don't care who that offend, you know what I mean? You know, we're going to keep it
yep.
real. We're going to keep it wrong. We're going to keep it undiluted for
all
our people.
All we need is we need every Black person to just put their hands together. And outbeat these motherfuckers. Because, to be honest, I'm going to just be honest with y'all. White people is going extinct. All right? That's the reason why they're killing us. Okay? Because they know they're not going to live long. And that's facts.
Right. Black is dominant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I understand that.
Without melanin,
I understand that. We the beginning.
Shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
The universe is made with what? Melanin.
Black man and melanin. You're right. You're right, Queen. We appreciate you calling in and giving your opinion. And you still there, Queen?
Anytime. Yeah.
Can you tell everybody your name again for those who would like to, you know, find you or add you?
Irie Blue, and I also have a page. It's called Consciously Awakened. You guys can like it, share it, drop some knowledge. Irie Blue.
Okay, definitely.
Thank y'all
I'm going to add you. Yeah, thank you
thank
for calling
you.
In. Thank you so much, Queen.
Anytime.
Peace and love. Peace and love all
Peace.
Day. Black power forever.
All day. Black power, third eye gang, all day.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
All day. Thank all right,
have
Queen.
A good one.
You too.
Yeah. spicy out here with the lines.
Oh, man, let's get the...
My fault, bro.
Let's get the next one.
Off.
I was about to say, let's get the next one in.
All right. I'm going to go to the next call. Don't forget, today's subject is conscious pimp.
Conscious pimp. So, yep.
You know, please make sure that when you call in, you know, just like the young lady did before, you know what I'm saying, you're speaking about what we talk about, what we stand on subject, so everybody can get their voice across. If you have, feel like you have other opinions, you can always call back another day, because we always do this. So it's no big thing.
2 to 3 times a week, we own it.
All right, I'm going to take it to the lines again. Let me see. Area code. Area code 904. Last 4 digits. 6253. Can you hear my voice, caller?
Greetings.
Greetings. Peace and love, Queen.
Peace and love, Kings. It's such an honor to be
peace
on
and love.
With you all today. So first
thank
of all,
you,
I want to say thank you guys for putting this together. I think this is amazing. We really need this platform. And what I have an opinion on is conscious pimps. You know, the conscious pimps be out there pimping. So I've had an experience with these conscious pimps. I've had an experience with 2 of them. And one of them almost had me now. We was dating. Almost had me until I got to see the real of them. But my view on the conscious pimps is that they're not really conscious, because if they were, they will realize that they're adding to the destruction of other members of our community. These women who are seeking this refuge, they're already in a place to where everything that they know and believe, they're just coming into consciousness. So they've just come from a place where everything that they know and believe has basically been shattered. So you find
that's
somebody
true.
That you think you're clicking with. You think you click with this person. Oh, he's conscious. Oh, this. Oh, that. You know, he can teach me something. And so you're eager to get to know this person. And then when you find out that they just playing you, that really adds to the negative vibe, and it adds to distrust of Black women, and we don't need that. We don't need any distrust. I feel like the solution to that is that every individual needs to take personal responsibility. Us as women, we need to build ourselves up. We need to love ourselves and respect ourselves enough to where we're able to discern whether this person is bullshitting or not. And I think that we have to work on our intuition and, you know, to be able to have the wisdom to see when somebody's not being real with you, or else you're going to get played.
Right.
That's true.
That's so true.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where I am, you know, with that situation. Like I said, the conscious pimp almost had me. But as you get, everything that's done in the dark always comes to light. So the more time, the more you engage with the individual, you will find out who they are.
Hey, 4063.
I'm sorry?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me?
Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry. Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good.
We can hear you all the time, Queen.
Okay, good, good. So I just want to say that, you know, to these brothers out here who are, you know, doing this conscious pimping, y'all need to quit, you know, because you're just adding to the destruction. You're tearing us down. And that's not what we need. We need to be lifted up, built up.
Can you hear
me? We need these families fully intact, and it's difficult to do that when you're dealing with all these trust issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel you. All it's going to do is cause
more discourse between our race, and we don't need that. We need to start thinking more in a pure, natural form instead of just thinking out of lust and sex and trying to get over on the next person. We need to just really try to find our soulmates, and just instead of trying to find a girlfriend or a boyfriend, because I done had plenty of girlfriends and we ain't together now. So, you know what I mean? Obviously, my mind was in the wrong place and looking for a soulmate. And You know what I mean? I just want our people to start being honest with each other and start dealing honestly with each other. You know, I feel like that's going to make our nation stronger and make us a better race of people.
Absolutely. I think it's going to make all the difference. And what people also need to realize is that it's very difficult to see the God in someone else when you're still dealing with so much of your past issues. We always going to have past issues that are affecting us, but in order for us to achieve our optimal, you know, mental health state, then we're going to have to deal with those issues. And until those issues are dealt with, then you always going to have problems. You always going to have a disconnect because you're not being true to yourself.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's all I got to say. And I just want to let y'all know that I am Scott Rock T on Facebook, and I'm calling you all from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Jacksonville. Thank you. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you calling, too. Stay tuned. We're going to have way
Thank
more
you.
Interesting topics and a lot more to come from Third Eye Radio. Third Eye Gang, Black Power Nation, Black Power Forever.
Black Power Nation.
Black Power. More love, man. More power.
All right.
All right.
All right. I'm going to hit the phone lines again. Okay.
All right.
Boom. There we go. Now I'm tune in another caller. Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this person. Phone number is. Okay, okay. We're going to bring in Alabama. That's what we're going to bring in.
Them, man. Let's bring 251 in here.
Alabama. Alabama, what's up, man?
Hello?
Alabama.
Bama guy, you there? I don't know what's up.
Okay,
right,
maybe that wasn't him. Maybe there was someone else tuning in from Alabama, maybe. But
maybe.
I'm going to go back to you with this because it was on you, so we're going to give you your time to speak. Area code 251. Last four digits, 2646. I'm going to pass you through now, caller. Can you hear us?
Caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? I don't know. We tried.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to keep on moving. We're going to pull through somebody else. We're going to pull somebody else in, right?
All right, let's do
so
it.
So pay attention. Area code 313, last four digits, 8091. Caller, can you hear
Peace,
me?
Peace, God. Peace, God.
Peace and love, man. Peace. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love. What's the word for today?
We pick it up where we left off
today. Conscious pimps or updated news, basically.
Conscious pimps. That's
can you state your name first, King? Your name and, you know, how people can get in contact with you?
Oh, peace and love. This is General John.
Oh,
what's up,
love,
General? I thought that was you, man. What's going on?
Hey, it's all well. All is well, man. I love coming and checking in on my Black Power Nation. You know, this radio station that give us, you know, a little word to the street. So anytime I get to drop a little note, I'm going to be here.
Most definitely, man. We appreciate that a lot. Really do.
That's what's up. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. Huh?
Y'all still on the Conscious Pimps, huh?
Yeah, we on the Conscious Pimps. You can also talk about any of the news we were talking about, you know what I mean, police brutality, any of them other subjects. But, yeah, we still on the topic of conscious pimps.
You ain't been telling them how the nation moving?
Oh, not really. You can talk about that.
Boy, if y'all don't know, it's a new movement coming, Black Power Nation. It's moving, too. Slowly but surely, it's going to be in your neighborhood. All it's about is the upliftment and protection of black people, period. But you know we put our queens first and the children. So all it is upliftment. We're trying to open up our own schools, our own feeding grounds, you know, so we won't have to depend on nobody. It's coming, man. That's what I'm linked on. I've been hearing about these conscious pimps and all that, but, man, if y'all knew this brother right here, Chris, personally, man, he's a fiery-hearted, dedicated man. I'm glad he's on my side.
I'm glad to be on your side, man. Thanks for the shout. I appreciate it. I feel humbled.
Oh, no, man. You deserve it, man. You a real force in this movement. Like I told you, man, you the heart, man. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Other than that, though, that's all, really. I just wanted to come in and just drop a little peace, a little get a little blessings from y'all or whatever.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate you tuning in, man. You're a frequent caller, so we always going to show love when we see your number on the line. Tuning in, General. Peace and love. Black Power Nation, Black Power forever. We are one.
We are one, Black Power Ranger.
All day, every day.
True. Peace and love, King. Thanks for calling in, man.
Peace and love, King. Hold your crown while you out there, too, man.
All the time, man. Thank you.
All the time.
All right.
Okay, all righty. Gotta excuse me, man. I don't know why. We need to come up with another system, bro. Maybe next time I do the phone lines, maybe you can write down the numbers I call so I don't double call them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I appreciate that. You will be. It don't matter who does it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we need to start doing that. You're right. Be a little more organized. Organized warfare.
Okay. I'm going to bring through another caller. Area code 904. Last four digits, 4063. Caller, can you hear us?
Caller, are you there? You on air right now. I guess that's another one who ain't paying attention.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller.
Yeah. We're going to keep it moving. They got scared, man. They got scared and hung up. But, that's what we're going to do, though. This is what we're going to do. Keep it moving. And you just came in, so I'm going to put you on the spot, because that's what I do. Random. Area code is 773.
Ooh,
area code 773. The last four digits is 7403. I'm going to pass you through right now so you can discuss your opinion on what's going on. Caller, can you hear us?
All right. Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing good.
Hey,
how you doing, Goddess?
All right, beautiful. I said I'm going to link them. This is Sister Kiara from Chicago. Got the information.
Shot-town.
Okay. I got the information to give a call in for a radio show, I guess, in order to, you know what I'm saying, promote the fact that I'm getting ready to do citywide meetings. Hopefully they be biweekly. Got some growth and development going on, basically, and we definitely need to be speaking to one another more often, directly.
Definitely.
I actually want this link to have my conference calls for my meetings. So hopefully I'm able to, network with the brother that gave me this information to call in tonight. And
Who gave you that information?
My brother from off of Facebook.
I did.
It's Paul, my Paul Finnegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Queen? Thank you for calling.
I'm good.
Thank you for being a woman of your word. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Most certainly. Well, certainly, yeah. This is all I do. This I've been doing this since I was 16 years old, y'all. For real. So, man, like
you're a veteran in this game.
man, please believe me. And I ain't even mean to do this. I just tripped into this. My daddy made sure I couldn't go no other way but to know what was right, you know. So, and my mother did too. You know, I ain't gonna cut her out. My mother did too, but she taught it in a different way. It was tough love.
Right.
It wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the same kind in order to teach me and help me understand where my mind needed to be. As a young person today, I was sharing with my brother that I was watching one of his last videos, and he said that he was 26 years old, and that's what instantly, you know, made my stuff click. Like, wait a minute, hold on, okay, it's somebody young and just like me. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other people that I come across my social networks. There's a lot of older people, a few older guys. They're not really the language that they speak, and it's not grasping the proper audience, because as we know, you have to kind of speak a certain way to get people, certain kind of people, to listen in order to understand that, you know, it's time to literally come together and change the frequency. We got to change some stuff. Our minds got to get changed all together, and it's going to take all of us to do this. So thank you for giving me the information once again. I guess I didn't know, like, what the subject was or the topic. You know, I had just popped in, so I'm probably late or behind. I kind of heard y'all had a lot of drop calls and stuff. So for the most part, I'm here to listen.
The topic, if you want to say anything on the topic, it's conscious pimps. You know what I mean? People who use consciousness as a way to, you know what I mean, get over on people.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's been happening for a long time. Basically, what did you all speak on a few people? Like, people that people be dropping now lately, like Umar and, you know, I guess whoever you want to start with, that's what people kind of, they pushing out there, which is really just to push out, to kind of push us away from one another. Because it's really a lot of too much. Getting out here right now, and the powers that be cannot even really stop what's going on, which is why we are having some real changes and some real shifts going on. You know, I noticed too with my Facebook profiles that you got some of your spiritual people that the things that they're pushing is targeting other people that never even thought in that way for their brains to click in where it need to be, and vice versa for the other people who not looking at certain things that they haven't learned, you know, on the flip side. But as far as conscious pimps, I believe that everybody that's trying to necessarily push whatever their belief system is right now can be considered a conscious pimp, because everybody wants somebody that's going to talk to them, and whatever it is, the level that they're talking about, they can vibe with them. But
that's
so
true.
We could go on all day long about who is what and why, and how we feel about them. But collectively, what we got to understand is that was the purpose of original religion. To keep away from that, we got to understand that we got to understand the sources of this stuff, the reasons why, you know what I'm saying, religion was even created on text in the first place was because we all are spiritual beings. We all have divine purposes in certain sets that do not coincide with one another. So we're going to bump heads. You know what I'm saying? We're all from different. We all are from different aspects. And this shit that they got going on with this internet stuff is too powerful. It's actually working itself right now. And if you only could really see this, if you really have, as you stated, brother, I'm not sure what your name is, but if you stated that, if you are a veteran in this shit, if you are a veteran, and if you knew what was going on before the internet came, before TV came, before the changes in the propaganda and the radio came, before the news shit start changing, before the newspapers start changing. If you were already woke then, that's the only way you really can be woke now. So that's why a lot of people are mad and they're saying that they're conscious pimps or whatever, because for the people who,
well,
if you,
I'm sorry. No, we, okay. Well, you took conscious pimp to a whole another. staying on conscious pimp, we were talking about like specifically in relationship wise, like, okay, you meet a dude on Facebook. And, you know what I mean,
okay,
he's conscious. He come into your inbox like, hey, queen, let's build. You build with him. And his whole ulterior motive is not to build with you and gain knowledge from you and give knowledge to you in order to, you know what I mean, liberate our people. What his main intent is to get into your panties. So that's the...
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's true. But I still feel like that's good,
yeah,
too, though,
to
the
level.
That she brought in that.
Yeah,
people
that was
really do conscious pimp. You got men who conscious pimp other men. Conscious pimp them out of their belongings. You know what I'm saying? Cheaper prices on merchandise. I mean, just to use the Black Power connection or, you know, the similarities that we share just to get better things from people.
Right.
Right. Yep. Which is why I said everybody can be considered.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
I didn't look at it that way, Queen. You know, you opened up my eyes on
Yeah, you did too. You really did. That's
yeah, you know, aspect of it.
That's my job. That's what I do. I'm telling you, man, that was not no joke when I told you I've been doing this since 16. It's no joke. It can literally happen just like that.
So, Queen,
yeah,
what's your Facebook? What's your
Facebook
again?
First and last name, Kiera Walker.
Kiera Walker. Okay,
yes.
I'm definitely add you. My Facebook name is my real name too, Christopher Aitman. But you know, I mean, a lot of people know me as the Black Power Ranger. But you know, you can call me either or; it don't matter.
Yep. My nickname is Miss Sister Soldier. See,
all right, definitely.
Real. It's real. Like as bro say, third eye gang.
Third eye, keep it open.
The gang. Most definitely. Peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love. We love you, Queen, man. Thanks for your dedication and determination in this movement. And it's not unnoticed. We glad you got to get a chance to get on the air. And however we can help you with your conference calls, you know what I mean? You send me a picture. I could put it up when we put it up on YouTube, put the number up just for people, you know what I mean, as an ad so people can just see, oh, okay, she do conference calls, because that's how the radio actually started out with the conference calls. So, you know what I mean? Big ups to you. And once we actually get this Third Eye Radio thing big, you know what I mean? We probably can get you your own segment on whatever you want to do. So just definitely keep in touch, and we're going to keep in touch with you.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Thank you, Queen. Thank you. Okay, I'm bringing another caller. Man, they calling in like flies, man. I got you. This caller right here been waiting for a while from the middle area, so I'm gonna go ahead and patch them through. Area code is 904. Last four digits is 4063. I'm gonna patch you through now. Can you hear my voice, caller?
Peace and love.
Peace and love,
peace and
God.
Love.
Peace and love.
Thank you for your patience.
You gotta be patient with me because I ain't really good with words. But my it's not really so much on the subject of conscious pimp. What my problem is like the division in the conscious community, because like on my Facebook page I follow a lot of conscious folks, and it's a lot of folks that, you know, when they get to a certain level in that, they kind of like get the big head and they want to look down on the other people that's kind of like new to it. But I always believe in each one teach one. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't start a revolution if people aren't awake. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Just because, you know, someone's not on your level and they don't know what you know, I mean, don't bash them. You know, call them coons and cracker lovers. I mean, I'm not really into that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know, hear your thoughts on that.
Okay, so what you're saying is, you know, I mean, everybody got different levels of consciousness, and we need to recognize that everybody has different levels of consciousness. So if someone is out there you know what I mean, quote unquote, acting like a coon, we shouldn't tell them they're acting like a coon because we should just understand that they ain't on our level and just keep it at that.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because I mean, you don't really know what level. They don't really know much about it, but they, you know, they want to learn how they're supposed to know when, you know, it kind of like them away. You know what I mean?
That's right, true. Yeah, we got to show more love regardless to what the situation is. We need to just show love. Like, you know what I mean? Do it in a loving way. Like, man, brother, you shouldn't be speaking like that, man. You sounding like a coon instead of just calling him directly a coon. Like, you a coon-ass nigga or whatever. You know what I mean? You know how people be coming on Facebook.
He might not even know what you mean. You know what I mean? He don't even know what he's doing wrong. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Put him up on that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's up? You know what I mean? Don't just come at him. I just don't get that. I don't get the point of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, that's true.
So what would be your advice?
The point of the mission is to unify, you know, is to bring us all together, and things like that do separate us and push other individuals away, you know, and it is levels to the consciousness. It is levels, you know. It is levels. So
brother,
we should not look down on individuals for that at all.
Brother, what would be your advice on it, like to the audience, if you know what I mean, coming from your perspective?
Like I said, each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? The more you learn, the more you teach. You know what I mean? And you might think they're not listening, but they are. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's gonna strike their curiosity. But you know, just feed them that, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't push them away. Just attacking them. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Hey man, the world needs to hear that. Real talk.
That's true.
Because I mean. It's too many asleep, man, and we can't afford to keep losing them, you know what I'm saying, by just, you know what I'm saying, just attacking them. You know what I mean? The whole point of the mission is to wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree 100%. So what's your outlook on conscious pimps? I mean, have you ever been through a situation where you have been consciously, you know, manipulated by a woman?
Not so much. I grew up around a lot of women. You know what I mean? So I done seen it all. Or whatever. So it's kind of hard to catch me on that one.
Right. Yeah. You already see the game.
I can feel your energy, and I can see it coming from a mile away.
Right.
Yeah. Just like people on different levels. It's some people who have never been exposed to, you know, being abused consciously, honestly. Some people who haven't been there yet. So this show is basically giving them a heads up and letting you know, watch the people that you want to invite into your heart.
And they need to hear that. Yeah, they need to hear that. They out, though.
That's correct, man. We thank you for calling. And you got anything else that you would like to voice your opinion on, King?
No, that's all. But I appreciate the feedback. I needed that.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah,
man. We appreciate you. We need you. You know what I'm saying? We need you, King. We need you so we can keep getting these voices out. You know, it's people listening to you, and we appreciate that.
No problem. No problem. I appreciate you, bro. All
right, bro.
I appreciate that. Do you want to tell people your Facebook? Maybe I didn't hear it. Facebook and you know where you from or whatever.
Well, my name is Eddie Morgan on Facebook, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, bro.
Florida.
Shout out to Eddie Morgan.
Florida's showing us love today. Yeah, Florida's showing love today, man.
Most definitely.
We appreciate
shout out to
that.
Florida. We're going to stop
no
doing
problem,
Florida,
anytime,
man, once
man.
We get things
I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be calling in. I'm going to be listening.
All right, definitely.
Tune in, man.
Most definitely.
Tune in. You can add me or him, you know, or both of us, and we always displaying and show times and topics and keeping everybody on point, you know?
Will do.
All right,
Appreciate that, King.
All right.
Okay. Go to another caller. As soon as I can unlock my phone.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we ain't got no donate page or nothing, so, man, this is all unofficial. But we're going to get it official in due time. Just keep on showing love. Keep on calling. That's going to be love, you know?
We love y'all, and we just want to show that, and we're doing whatever we can to liberate our people. And that's the mission. That's my definite purpose, to liberate our people.
Okay.
Being a slave for a minute.
Let's see. Got something going on my phone. I don't know what's going on, but it's a number up here, and it has a question mark by it. I don't know if it's maybe an interference question mark or if that's just a spirit showing me that this person want to come up to the front. I don't know.
Question. You hit click them.
Huh?
I said click them in.
I'm going to click them in because, you know, I ain't scared, bro.
You gonna see
they might
is.
Be a little scared, though, but I ain't scared.
Okay, our ancestors calling in.
It might be. Don't be surprised because that somebody through would be one of the ancestors one day.
I'm telling you.
Don't be surprised, man. Okay, area code for this caller is 859. Last four digits, 5415. I'm going to pass you through now. Caller, can you hear our voice?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up? What's up, Timmy?
Hey, man. Was you talking about my number, man?
Yeah, man. You live on air right now. Everybody can hear you, man.
No, you was talking about a number that had a question mark on it or something.
Oh, yeah. That was your number. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. I don't know.
You had
a question
mark, Brian.
Hey,
you must have a question, man.
my name is Bubba Gray, man. Calling in from Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, Kentucky, that's what's up. Shout out.
Hey, I'm a black dude.
Where
you
say you
was
calling from?
Huh? Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Kentucky, man.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Yeah, I logged into Blog Talk tonight, you know, to listen to another show, but I seen y'all's little sign or whatever on there, so I clicked on y'all to see what y'all was talking about, because... That's
yeah, we appreciate that. You ain't going to want to go nowhere else. You know that, right? You locked in.
I don't want to go. I don't even want to go to the show I was going to go listen to.
Yeah, you locked in. Because, you know, basically, that show you was going to, man, I bet you 9 times out of 10, they would have not let you get your voice across on their show.
Oh, they
nine
would,
time
but
out of
you
10.
Know what I'm saying? Let's talk about another show, another topic. The reason why I chimed in is because I need to get you out. I need to get y'all's info, right? See, so I can tune in more, because what y'all talking about and what I see on y'all's, you know, your show sign or whatever y'all call it, is what I've been thinking about for the past month. Just based off the stuff I be seeing on Facebook, and with this Kaepernick situation, right? You know, I be in these sports groups. It's just like the other night, the whole group turned on me because I kept on posting the stuff up in there, right, just to see how they felt about the situation. And it seemed like they didn't really listen to the man, what he was really trying to do in that situation. I know this is off y'all's show topic, and I'm sorry about that.
No, it's cool.
But I was just wondering how y'all feel about that situation. I mean, it's just like they kicked me out of the group and everything, man.
They kicked you out of the group. Okay, why did they kick you out the group?
Because they tried saying I was a racist.
Okay, they said, okay, was the white people in the group or was the black people in the group?
It's probably 95% white, man. But the thing about it is, though, they're not really listening to what the man was saying.
Okay, and they were just talking shit.
They was talking shit. I mean... I don't know how many times I was called a nigger up in there, you know. But that's what they do when they on the internet. And I told them, I just laughed, you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, damn, you know, well, none of these people call me a nigger in my face, right?
Right. Yeah. True. Hey, nah, man. Trust me, I've been through that shit. I'm pretty sure, Cuzzo Crownholder been through that too. As far as being, you know, what I mean, being in a mixed group and somebody posts a pro black shit, man, they gonna attack you. And then it's the internet, there ain't no barrier, so they just going to type away, man. You don't even waste your energy on that. But what that's going to do is what do we say, culture vulture. You know what I mean? That's somebody who's hijacking you of your energy. You know what I mean? Your energy, you got to keep your energy positive and keep it on the positive scheme, thinking of the plan, thinking of what you're going to do next
to liberate our people? What can you do to liberate our people?
That's true.
If you don't do it, nobody else going to do it.
Right.
So what can you do to liberate them?
Right.
Fuck anybody who going against liberating our people in any type of way, shape, or fashion. You know what I mean? You just cut them off, period. Don't even listen to what they say. Don't even let them drain your energy. Feed them with positivity.
Right.
You know what? I love you, brother. I'm out. Period.
That's just a positive vibe.
Man, I just learned the hard way.
Hey, the thing about it is, though, did y'all see what the governor of Maine said about the race war?
What did he say?
Nah, what did it say, Kane?
I posted it on my page, right? I mean, I'm Bubba Gray on Facebook, so, you know, hit me up.
Okay.
You know.
I think we friends. I think.
Huh?
I think we may be friends. I don't know, man. I got so many friends. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was calling for a race war of people of color.
And you said which president was this? The president of what?
Nah, the governor of Maine.
The governor of Maine?
Dumbass. Yeah.
He dumb. And I don't care if he's white or black. Calling for a race war is the worst decision we can do because we are in a country where we are outnumbered. It is about 100 fucking million white people and it's 40. You know what I mean? It's like.
We are outnumbered.
Then we got the motherfuckers going to be on their side. Then we got the Mexicans on their side. Then we got the Asians on their side. We're not trying to call no race war. You know what I mean? That's dumb. We don't got the ammunition. We don't got the resource. We don't got nothing. We need to build a nation. That's it. There ain't no race war. There ain't none of that. We need to build a nation. We need to unify and we need to come together, period. That race war stuff is done. That's just stupid.
That's the first
thing. You know what I mean? We're trying to get people within our people.
I think they use this internet to divide us, man.
It's a lot
they
of
use
things
a lot more than the internet.
Everything.
They use our
everything.
Own people. These are our
own
people. And going back
it.
To you know what you said about you know the European people calling you out of your name, man. But that ain't nothing, man. You know I got my own people who against me. You know what I'm saying? I got my own people who against what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, so at the end of the day, the more that you, it's like the other female said, it's about experience in this war. The more you out here fighting, the harder your shell get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The more you
right.
stay active in what's going on, the more shit you see happening, man. And the more you'll say, you know, that shit ain't, I expected that shit. You know?
Right.
So don't get
deterred,
man. I appreciate you coming in here, man.
Yeah, I'm just new getting into this state of mind, but I appreciate your show, man, and I'm gonna be listening from here on out, man. I just need y'all's info though. What time? I mean,
Anytime you need to call in for anything, man, just hit us up, man. We there. You know what I mean? Wednesdays and Sundays. You know what I mean?
Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yeah, Wednesdays is a good time. You just call 9 o'clock, and then Sundays we do it earlier in the afternoon on Sundays.
Hey, do y'all
at
have like a Facebook page or something?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to give all that stuff at the end of the show, King. We're going to tell y'all information at the end of the show. It's probably about 20 more minutes left. Yeah.
Okay, man. I'm sorry to hold up y'all show with that, but, hey, keep on doing what y'all doing, man. I'm listening.
All right, cool. Thank you,
man. Nah, you good, man. You good. You good?
Yeah, you good. Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Peace out,
yo. That's the point of the show. You know, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate that, and you know, I was just that ain't nothing but God's doing right there, man. Honestly, you wanted to call another show, and it just so happened that the spirits and the ancestors brought this man in here.
He probably came
in here listening too. Like, damn, this shit right here is off the hook.
I seen the Third Eye Radio. I was like, what? That's what I'm on over.
Third Eye all day.
Okay,
all
man.
Day.
Hey, y'all take care, man. All right, have a good show.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, man, before we disconnect you.
What's happening?
How long were you in that other group?
Man, I was in that group for about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. How did you hear about them?
Well, you know how they advertise. Well, I'm into sports and all that, so I go in there, you know what I'm saying? But it was just like, you know, that Kaepernick situation just happened here recently. So, you know, I was just trying to see if there was anybody else in there that thought the same way I did. But, man, it was just you know, I'm just one person taking on, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just like they ganged up on me, but I mean, I wasn't even really sweating like that because I was laughing. Because I was like, man.
Yeah, that's how you
got
to do it, man.
Right,
laugh
right.
at all because the truth is always going to show. And at the end of the day, as life goes on, the truth is steady unfolding, you know?
And
so
I was saying
you're
going to
be the one to laugh.
I was saying that, I said to myself, if every black player in all these leagues decided not to play, I mean, they wouldn't even have nothing to bet their money on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it
right.
wouldn't be a game anymore.
Yeah,
honest.
It wouldn't be nothing. They may have hockey or something like that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Golf,
well,
right? You know.
Hockey. Lacrosse or some bullshit. Rugby or some shit.
Yeah. Cricket.
Well, yeah,
right,
we
man.
Appreciate you calling, man. Tune in and stay right, tuned
man.
To the end of the show, man, so you can get our contact information.
All right, most def, man. All
right, peace and love.
All right, peace and love to y'all.
Peace and love. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why we preaching. All right, man, let's get to the next call. I know they're like, dang.
Yeah, man, the show coming to an end. We probably can pick up one call or one or two more, depending on how quickly we discuss, you know.
My phone been blowing up. I ain't been able to check it. So whoever called my phone or texted me, I ain't been able to check it. I'm sorry.
Okay, next call is at random. It's going to be there's some people that came in. I'm going to tell you how we do this. We call your area code first three, last four numbers of your phone number. So stay alert. Topic of discussion, conscious pimps, or any updated news discussion. Caller 715 is your area code, and the last four digits is 8754. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's going
you
on? What's going on?
What's good? This is Byron Smith.
Byron Smith on
Facebook. Yes.
All right.
Byron is O'Neill. So, what's going on?
What's going on, King?
We talking about conscious pimps right now, you know, like people who use their consciousness to try to, you know, manipulate women out their panties, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just on some, still on the same stuff they was on when they wasn't awoke, and they awoke and they should know better. So we talking about that subject.
I understand. I was catching on, like I was coming to where I live at, there was no service. So I was I heard a lady that was speaking about 15, 20 minutes ago. And so I'm catching on, and I had to get in my truck and drive back to the city just so I can comment because you guys are speaking on my level. So, you know, I guess
okay,
it's time.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
We appreciate that, King. Thank you.
Yeah, real
no
talk.
Problem. I'm having an issue that I've been dealing with from the time I woke up. Every day is new. And this is, you know, I'm tired of I feel like I'm being pimped because everything that I speak and everything that I do From the time I set up my platform 7-8 years ago, up to this day, up until this NFL football player that's standing up, it's just, you know, I've been doing this for so long, and I get weary and I get tired of like speaking this, and no action is being taken, you know, and it is affecting my emotions because, you know, I have family in Chicago, and Chicago is a death toll is just crazy, and I can't even mourn over one person because it's 700. And the year's not even out yet. And it's just nobody is paying any attention to this. But all these people have all these hidden agendas and just want attention and all that kind of stuff. And it's driving me crazy. So I'm just wondering, like, you know, what can we do about this as a whole and without having the National Guard come knocking at our door, you know, trying to knock down what we got going. And
right.
Without anybody trying to profit off, you know, because, like, if you look at the Black Wall Street and you look at everything that we've ever done, somebody's always tried to profit off of it and destroy us. So, and you know, I feel like this is the only shot that we have. And it's not about me. It's really about the kids. So I'm saying, like, you know, all
that's
these conscious pimps, you know, we need to, like, not focus on them. And that's the whole problem. We are feeding them. You know, we're giving them our energy. We're giving them something like, because if you put them in your head, you put them in your mind, you're giving them a piece of you. And, you know, and they're not even thinking about you. You know, they have their own agendas. And, you know, that's a conscious pimp. You know, like pastors, politicians, all those guys, they're all one and the same. And, you know, and it's an energy thing that we don't know how to control. And like I said, I've been doing this for about as long as I can remember, you know. And it's all about being aware. You know, I'm like 60% deaf in one ear, 40% deaf in the other. And I was taught, you need to hear it. You need to hear it. And that made no sense. And then one day when I was probably in my early 20s, someone told me, you need to listen. And when they told me those exact words, I started to break those things down and start to ask more questions. And I'm at the point where I'm at now where I'm saying, like, you know, we need to, you know, stop all this Facebook posting and all that and actually start actually making some things happen, start forming some things, because these conscious pimps, they're going to build. They have the money, the resources, and all that. And, you know, we have the skill, the labor, and they take that and profit off of it while all we do is come up with more ideas to give them. So
I agree with you, you know. I agree with you, man. I just feel like, okay, I agree with everything you're saying, King. However, from my opinion, I disagree at the fact that we shouldn't acknowledge it, because acknowledging something is the first line of defense against prevention. Even though we know it's conscious pimps, it's other people who don't know. So they're going to keep to victimize our women or keep victimizing the king when we got the ability right now to speak spoken word into their ears, which will help them open their eyes to the truth. I mean, we can walk away from it, but why keep walking away from the same subjects and the same things that's damaging us as a whole? You know what I'm saying? Energy, but you're right, though. Don't spend too much energy on it. You're right about that.
Hey, Byron King.
Yes.
Stay there?
Yeah, man.
So the question is, what's the solution? That's the question. Everybody know the problem. What's the solution? We know the problem. Everybody know the problem. All the black people in the world know the problem. What's the solution?
The problem, I think, is we need to stop. Stop giving them our time and our energy. The people that who are not aware, we're at the point where there is enough, and they need to catch on. We really don't have a lot of time to keep going backwards. There's enough of us to get started, and we need to, like, work with what we have. And then if those are still stuck in that old religion way, you know, it's going to fall out. It's going to die out. And the more come together, the stronger we are. Like, we are, it's like being in a washer. And, like, the more clothes go in there, the bigger the load. You know, the more of us come together, you know, the more power we have. And people who are, like, pimping and taking from us, they're going to die out. So the solution is we need to stop giving them our money. Like, it's like you're going to Walmart, you're going to Target, you're going to Pick and Save, you got all these people, you're going to, like, five different gas stations, and your money is just spreading, and, you know, you're just getting into more debt. We need to, like, actually, like, support and actually build. Like, a lot of problems is, I read a book by Dr.
No, we ain't talking about problems. Byron, we ain't talking about problems. We're talking about solutions. Solutions. We know the problem. We know what people ain't doing.
I'm saying,
what's the solution?
I'm saying it's a dick thing.
How are we gonna get
the problem
to do this?
And I'm saying we need to stop supporting those that are not, like, really supporting us. We need to stop. That's a hard thing to do because it's a chemical. It's a neutron that's set in our body, and we don't even know it. Like, we're supporting the enemy because it's been going on for 20, 30 years and before that, so we don't know how to stop. So I'm saying,
I mean, one way we could stop this nonsense is to edify and open our people's eyes to the nonsense. But the fact that we're not acknowledging it and it's continuing to go on while it hurts us, while we're trying to pick up and gain, it's kind of, it's like you're doing double work.
What are we not acknowledging?
You know what I mean?
What are we not acknowledging?
We're not acknowledging solutions.
Right, exactly.
We understand the problems, but we need solutions so we can move these problems behind us. You know,
exactly.
And the problems,
I feel
solutions,
I do
one
this
of the solutions
every day
are identifying the problem. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't do it alone. That's why I said I'm tired. I can't do it alone.
Hey, look up, man. Hey, look up. Christopher Aitman on Facebook. KristopherAtman on Facebook, man. Black Power Ranger.
Okay.
So look me up on Facebook, bro. And, man, we can link up, man. I'll give you my personal number. You know what I mean? We can chat.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, bro. Hey, make sure you do that. I'm going to look to you if you don't look to me, though.
All right, I got you. He ain't lying either, Baron.
All right, okay, I'm with it. I mean, like, if y'all really about this, like, I've been praying on this, like, spiritually, been on this. So this is a solution. And the universe will bring you an opportunity if you listen.
And where you from?
Yeah, the universe just brought a lot of people opportunities today. You know, every opportunity that we seize, man, we got to take it to the 100%. It's like, you know, it's like
you
never had shit your whole life, right? You never had shit your whole life. The first time you get an opportunity, what you going to do? You gonna bullshit on it, or is you gonna go hard? Nah, hell nah, Baron. Come on, man.
I already know. Yeah. I know. That's why we
do
have
to
link up. I mean, I'm hearing you, brothers. So I know we have to link up because,
man.
You know,
it's a lifestyle, man. It's a lifestyle. Yeah. Remember when I tell you that? It's a lifestyle. It's your job.
I love
it's your
Baron.
Everything. Trust me.
I love y'all too,
man.
Real talk. So I'm saying, like, literally, like, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all on this radio. I love anybody I don't even know. When I say I'm suicidal to the point I will ride or die for people I don't even know. But that's the sad thing. And, you know, I'm tired of, like, being there for people that are not really serious about this. So
that's right.
I'm from Texas. You know, I come from the bottom. So
I feel
I'm saying
you.
We can
right.
do it too. Yeah. So
that's right.
I know I'll talk to you brothers, like, later on tonight, and we can discuss more and more. We'll go for hours, but. I understand, but
yeah,
I'm
just
letting y'all know.
Stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. We about to wrap the show up, Baron. Stay tuned so you can get our contact information, man, so you can hit us up so we can build in your community. You know what I'm saying?
But.
Much love, man. Once again, I love you, man.
All right, I love y'all too, man. Y'all be safe. I'm tuning in.
All right, bro. Peace and love.
All right, bet.
All right.
All right.
Let me unlock my phone.
It's about that time.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Definitely was.
Great show. Great show today. We appreciate everybody coming through. Appreciate all the love. You know, that was much love today.
Definitely was, man. We appreciate it, and we're going to keep them coming. You know what I mean? Every Wednesday and Sunday, look out for it. You know, you got something to look forward to on a Wednesday and a Sunday. What you doing on a Wednesday and a Sunday? Come on now. But, you know, peace and love to all my, you know, soldiers and warriors in the struggle. Trip Mo Bean on Facebook. I mean, no, it's not. But, yeah, we out.
You hear me up? My name is Brown Holder Cutler. Also known as Paul Fully with me. Facebook, Instagram, Google, whatever you need to do, just get in contact with me, man. More power, man. More power, man. Love, man.
Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as black as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.